When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's see if we can give April some help. Hey, Ben and Kelly. First of all, big fan, so there's that.
Oh, thank you.
Secondly, I think of you two like friends, even though you don't know me. We've never met. LOL.
Okay.
Anyway, I need some help here. I was offered a job at my husband's company, and although I think it would be great, he is not excited about it.
Okay.
It's a small company, but we would be working in different departments. I would be in marketing, he's in sales.
Mm-hmm.
We would have some interaction, but not all the time. Now, my husband is mad that I even applied and didn't tell him.
Ew.
Even more upset, I got the job.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we're together every night and weekends. I should take my talent elsewhere.
Oh.
He says he doesn't want to be carpooling and having lunch every day. Too close for comfort, according to him, makes him feel like he doesn't have any independence.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled, but he's right. I could work somewhere else. But it's a great opportunity. I want to take the job, but will it not be a good idea for our marriage? What do you think? Thank you.
You know, there have been, like, people in our position, morning show hosts who have been married. And I want to say even here in local media, like on TV, there have been married hosts where... If one of them gets kind of like let go, then they both sometimes get let go because of the work dynamic that they have and everything. So I could see that as being maybe a caution as to why not to take it. Like, what if one of you has to get fired? Then, sorry. Was I taking that down a dark path already? Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking maybe worst case scenario.
Here's the thing, though. He's already working there. They're going to be working in different departments.
Yeah.
So right then and there, I don't think that I guess if I were her, I would be hurt with the fact that, like, I don't want to spend that much time with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way that he's positioning it is kind of
I could
mean.
See
like,
also
I need some time away from you, but I also see that point as well if it didn't come off so harsh.
But I could also see where he has a different personality at work than he does at home. Like, he is, you know, you hope that he's his real self around you, but maybe he's more of a jerk at work. You know what I mean? Like maybe you're not going to like this version of your husband at work, and maybe he doesn't want you to see that. I don't know.
Ferris texts in, my wife and I work at the same place. We drive independently and maybe have lunch together once a month. Tell her to take it.
Interesting.
Like, there are ways that you can still maintain some independence working at the same place, especially if you're going to be working in different departments.
Okay.
And if he wants to drive separately and lunch with other people, I mean, I think that that's fine. I'm wondering if anyone is going to be, well, okay, here comes Heather rolling in on the text line. My suspicious woman sensor is going off crazy right now. Like, is there someone in the workplace that maybe he has a close relationship with?
Like a work wife.
Maybe a work wife, exactly.
Yeah.
That maybe he just does not want real wife to be aware of.
Uh-huh.
That kind of just popped in my head, like, maybe that's the reason for the strong protest.
Really?
Maybe. It's not too far-fetched for how adamant he is about her not taking it
or
working at the same place.
Say work wife, it always reminds me of this TikTok.
Oh, Chris, I told you this work party was going to blow. Do you want to get out of here? Hi, who are you? Oh my gosh, you're married. That's right. I always forget that. Hi, Gemma, right? Jennifer. Chris.
That can get dicey if there is someone there he's real chummy with.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not saying that is jumping to a big conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, April's husband's like, what did I do?
Listen, there's two Heathers on the text line right now that agree with me. That could be
all right.
It.
Maybe it's just a Heather thing. Who knows? Hey, who has a story of working with your spouse and what happened because of it? All right. 502-795-1997. Take your stories on the way. April got offered a great job, but it was at her husband's work. Husband's not too excited for that fact. In fact, he's like, hey, take your talents elsewhere.
Well, yeah, she didn't tell him, apparently, that she was even applying for the job, so he was ticked about that.
Surprise!
Yeah, and now he just says he doesn't want to spend that much time with her. He needs some independence.
Yeah, Liz texts in and says, oh, hell to the no, love my husband, but there's no way, I need my time!
Oh, wow. Okay.
A lot of people are saying, hey, red flag for that dude's reaction.
Yes, the way that he's like, he hasn't really shown any... like pride and you know, happiness that she got offered the job. Like
yeah.
That should be, he should be happy for her when it comes to that. Dalton says, I don't recommend it. We own a family business. Once my wife and I got married, I told her to come to work for us with the weeks. I like this. I was like, this is not going to work. So she's found herself a new job. Oh, within weeks, I was realized it wasn't going to work. She found mm-hmm. herself a new job, and it's really strengthened our marriage not being together 24/7.
Yeah, Andrew texted in and said, always practice portfolio diversity. So if you work at the same company and that company does a round of layoffs, you both get laid off at the same time. That could be very financially difficult. And with respect to the whole work relationship dynamic, I would personally love working with my wife, but I'm also a software engineer and she's a nurse, so that's never going to happen. And she's sitting right next to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice. Nicely worded.
I'll say, if you're diving into our Facebook comments, a lot are saying, nope, take your job elsewhere. Take your talents elsewhere. Yep.
So are they saying that because they think it's going to strain the marriage?
Yeah. They think it's, you know, if you've got a good marriage now, leave it that way. Don't try to, I guess, complicate things by working at the same place he does.
Yeah, now we had tossed out the idea, me and the Heathers on the text line had thrown out the possibility that maybe there's like a, quote, work wife that he doesn't want the real wife to know about. Amber on Facebook says these work wife comments are wild. Maybe he just doesn't want to see his wife 24/7. I wouldn't want my husband at my job. One of the highlights of my day is coming home from work and seeing my man that I've missed all day.
Chris,
I see that part.
Say her name at work more so I can remember these things. It's nice to meet you. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, don't let me forget to give you. I have your sweatshirt in my bag. I had to borrow it out of his bag the other day because somebody likes it freezing cold in here all the time, and I don't. So he was nice enough to let me borrow it.
Oh, my gosh. That's not helping us feel better
the work wife.
About the possibility of having a work wife. It's not making us feel better about that.
Look, hey, Megan texted in and said, my husband and I used to work together. Best thing we ever did was get separate jobs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Randy says, respect your husband's feelings and take a job elsewhere.
Yeah.
Is this opportunity really worth all the problems it could cause?
Right. I think this is where we're all leading. We're all leading to just decline the job. Doesn't sound like you've started yet.
No, but here's the thing, though. I think a lot of people also are pointing to his strong reaction,
mm-hmm.
like in a negative way, as kind of being a red flag. So maybe we address that. And then, but it does sound like more people are saying, okay, probably going to be better in the long run for you guys to have separate jobs. But we also need to address the fact that he so strongly protested that in the way that he did.
Yeah, I mean, and Kylie texted in too and just said, hey, my husband and I work at a small company, and if there's drama at work or something happens, it gets taken home and vice versa. So we don't have independence at work. So,
okay.
All right.
Well. Yeah, and Brooke is actually pointing out too, it's weird that she didn't even tell him that she applied.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird, sure.
Yeah, I think, yeah, she, from the very beginning, when she saw the opportunity, she should have been like, hey,
honey.
This opportunity, I feel like I'm a perfect fit. It's at your workplace. What are your thoughts? And then they could have talked it out even before she applied.
And I have an in, so I feel like, can I name drop you?
Yes. Yeah, the fact that she didn't, and maybe that's
why didn't,
you know,
the
at
job,
the root of why he's really upset.
Why didn't the job come to him and say, hey, by the way, your wife is applying for this. We're thinking of interviewing her and stuff like that.
Yeah, you would, unless they didn't put two and two together. Not sure how they wouldn't, yeah. But okay.
All right. Well, hey, I think there's a lot to go on here. I would say the majority of people are saying no, don't accept the job. But that doesn't necessarily diminish the fact that there are red flags surrounding
his reaction so strongly. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. There are ways that you can find out more information on that without getting a job with him. So, all right.
Good luck. Let us know. We're all invested.
Yeah, for sure. That is group therapy.